Listen to me. This is for you. I want to thank you so much for the invite, because I have come to tell you a story that's so true. A story about a special man that I knew. The Son of God has come, and I'm a witness. I'm a witness when God came to man. And he lived among us, dwelt with us. I lived with him for so long. Here, embodied in a man named Jesus. I'm an apostle. You know me better as Peter's brother. Yeah, my name is Andrew. Now, I may not look like an apostle to you. Well, that's because I'm really a fisherman by trade. A plain man, you might say. I did take seriously the call to be fisher of men. But I have not come here to talk about myself. There really isn't much to say about me, not compared to my brother Peter. And don't get me started. I've always taken a second seat to Peter. Who am I, they would say. Well, I'm Andrew. Who? I'm Peter's brother. Oh, yeah. Peter's brother, the insignificant, the feeling pretty small, out of place, totally inadequate Andrew. You know, and I'm kind of feeling this right now at the seminary. I'm not a scholar among students. I'm certainly not a powerful influence like your professors. I have no great background, but I have witnessed. And I've got to tell you, the Son of God has come. I tell you his story from beginning to end. The Son of God has come. Have I already told you that? And I'm a witness. And my father really was the first witness. He talked to me and my brother Peter about the days that would come when a Messiah would come as promised. But you know what? As I saw my father's face, it always was sad, for we had not heard from God for 400 years. No prophet had spoken to us about the kingdom of God. Until that day, we had heard that there was a strange man out in the wilderness with strange clothes, with a very strange way of eating. I want you to know, when I went to go see him, hear him preach, I did offer him some fish, but he always refused. But it was his strange speaking that drew me and Peter to hear him, because he spoke as God. And I told Peter, he's the Messiah. He said, no way. But he did admit that this strange man did speak as though a prophet. So we tried to talk to him as much as we could, and he began to instruct us as one of his disciples. We were so excited. He finally said, no, I'm not the Messiah. There's one that will come after me. The advent of someone was to come, he said, soon. He said, I came baptizing with water. I was here and called to prepare the way of the Lord. And he spoke these words so loud, repent! Peter and I, we hit the floor on our knees. I mean, when you see this strange man in this wilderness and he says, repent, you hit the deck. And we got baptized too. Because we felt so guilty with our sin. We tried so many Passovers to get rid of that sin. And so we were baptized. We wanted to be clean if he was coming soon. We wanted to be prepared for his coming. And it was then that John pointed. He said, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Behold, he is the Son of God. I am so pleased and honored to be here just because you have people focused on the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. On the altar of sacrifice, there he was slain to rid us all of sin. It was just the very next day. He said it again. There was this Jesus, his relative, walking along the River Jordan, and he said, "Behold, Andrew, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." I looked at John, and I looked at this Lamb. He knew what I wanted. I was devoted and committed to John as his disciple, but I was so much wanted to follow the Lamb. And he gave me that nod. He says, "It's okay. He must increase. I must decrease." And not only that, Andrew, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I was kind of nervous. I mean, would he accept me? Would he accept you? I mean, would he even know me, a fisherman from Galilee? Maybe John had given him a few words of encouragement. "Take this guy under your wing because, well, he's not as courageous as his brother Peter." In fact, Peter wasn't even with me. I was hoping he would. He'd be the bold one. He'd come up to Jesus and say, "Hey, I want to be your disciple." But he wasn't there, and I was very shy and pretty embarrassed because I just walked behind him, just a few steps, not saying a word, until he stopped. It stopped me in my tracks. He turned to me and he says, "What are you seeking? What am I seeking? What am I seeking?" I got to give him the answer. This would be the only way I could get into his group. Where are you seeking? You're the Messiah. No, I can't say that right away. You know, I was wondering if you were the Son of God. No, I cannot say that. You know, I heard it being said that you were the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. No, I can't start with that word. What would be the best answer? And it just slipped out of my mouth. Well, where are you staying? What are you staying? That's the best I could come up with for what are you seeking? Where are you staying? He looked at me with a smile, with an eyes of kindness and compassion, with eyes of purpose. He smirked and he says, "Well, come and you'll see." I'll never forget that day. We talked so long about so many things. Actually, I did hardly any of the talking. I just asked him questions and he just gave me the answers. And, of course, I got to see where he was staying. I went back home. I was looking for Peter at the house. He wasn't there. I went to the beach, the shore. He wasn't there. The nets. There he was, cleaning the nets, as a fisherman would. And I brought the other disciple with me, a good friend of John's, too, because I had the feeling Peter would not believe me. I said to him, "We have found the Messiah." He said, "Yeah, sure. Show me." Well, I didn't know where he was. So I took Peter over, and as I was about to introduce the two of them, Jesus says, "Simon, son of John, you shall be called Cephas." That means Peter. And then he looked at me, and I was waiting for something like, "Andy, you are Andrew. And you will be manly, courageous, brave, and a warrior." But I think when he saw me, he said, "Oh, you're Peter's brother. Come on, I'll call you too." I was in. I was a witness. I was going to be a fisher of men. Yeah, I would be a disciple and later an apostle. I would be a witness. And you know, that's really my claim of fame. I knew Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I'll tell you, there's nothing in the world that can motivate you more than to look into the eyes of the Lamb, knowing he's going to slaughter, and he turns to you and says, come follow me. What a tremendous difference that made in my life. It turned my life upside down. You see, I was just a fisherman, just doing my work. Just waiting. And I didn't even know what I was waiting for. But when the Son of God comes into your life, you become a witness. He wasn't calling me to an easy life. But when you witness, there was that time where he just raised a little boy from the dead. This man had life in himself. And he could give that life to anyone he chose. No one had ever done that before. You know, if you're not getting anything out of my story, let me tell you this one fact. His story is worth telling. Be a witness. Talk about Jesus and start with your family, even if it's Peter. Let them know who Jesus is and have them meet him, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And witness to children. Children. There was a time I brought a little small boy to meet Jesus. He had a lunch, a few fish and bread. But I tell you, it changed his life forever. He got to meet the bread of life. And don't be afraid to witness cross-culturally. Those diverse cultures. It is your tradition that I went to India. If you learn nothing from me, but just follow my example, go to the mission field. Of course, I have heard here in America, Jesus is bringing the mission field to your doorstep. Open the door, invite them in, and let them meet the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Open up your churches. Let them know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Have I said that long enough? Because I was a witness that he will come back again. Because he said so. And I'm a witness. Thank you for the invite.